B'Siyata Dishmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Chof Beis. We're going to start on the second line of the Omud. Says the Gemara, V'Omar Rav Kahana, we saw previously at the end of Daf Chof Aleph Omud Beis, a quote from Rav Kahana regarding the height that the menorah is allowed to be. So there's another quote from Rav Kahana. Dorash Rav Nosson Bar Minyumi Mishmeid Rav Tanchoim, there's a drasha said in the name of Rav Tanchoim. It says that when the brothers of Yosef lowered Yosef into the pit, it says the pit was empty, there was no water in it. Says the Gemara, is it not sufficient when you say that the pit was empty? Is that not efficient information to tell us that there's no water in it? Why does the Pasuk have to say a double term? The pit was empty and it had no water in it. What's the extra words, ein boi maim, there's no water in the pit? What's that coming to teach us? That maim ein boi, indeed there was no water in the pit. Aval nechoshim v'akrabim yesh boi, there were snakes and scorpions there. And it was a tremendous miracle that Yosef HaTzadik did not get hurt by the snakes and scorpions that were in the pit. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rabba, Neir Chanukah, as we saw before, the place to place Neir Chanukah is mitzvah l'anicha b'tefach hasmucha l'pesach, within a tefach from the door frame, the entranceway of the chutz of this home. V'heicha monachli, Rav Acha b'rei d'rova Omar miyamin, Rav Acha says that you put it on the right hand side of the doorway. Coming into the doorway, you put it on the right. Rav Shmuel Medifta Omar Mismoil. Rav Shmuel Medifta from a place of Difta says you put it on the left hand side. The Hilcha said Alocha is Mismoil, that you put the menorah on the left hand side. Why? Kadesha Tehei Neir Chanukah Mismoil Umazuzah Miyamin. In order you should be surrounded by mitzvahs. You have the mezuzah on the right, you have the menorah on the left. Continues the Gemara Omar of Yuda Omar of Asi Omar Rav. Rav Asi said the following halacha: Osur laharotzo yismois keneged neir Chanukah. Like we saw before, you're not allowed to have benefit from the neiros of Chanukah. You're not allowed to count money using the light of the menorah. Ki amrita kamei de Shmuel. When they said this halacha to Shmuel, Omar Li said to me, v'chi neir kedusha yeshba. We know that things that are kadosh, you're not allowed to use for mundane and personal private use, to benefit from it. But these neiros of Chanukah, they're kedusha. Why should you not be able to count money with their light? Maskif lo Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef questioned Shmuel. V'chidam kedusha yesh boy. We know there's a halacha that when you shecht either a chaya, a wild animal, not a behema, a chaya or an oif, a chicken, a bird, then you have to do a mitzvah of kisui hadam. You have to cover the blood with some earth. And how do you cover it? So we're going to see in a moment that you have to cover it using your hands. Don't do it with your feet. Don't just push some earth onto the blood with your feet. V'chidam kedusha yesh boy? Is there any kedusha in the blood of the chaya on the oif that's been shechted? The Tanya says in the Braisa, v'shofach v'chiso, that the blood got poured out. How did it get poured out when you did the shechita? How do you do the shechita? With your hands. V'chisa, and then there's a mitzvah to cover the blood. B'mesh ha-shofach, the same way as the blood got spilt with one's hands, so to yechase, you should cover the blood with one's hands. Shelo yechasenu b'regel, you should not cover the blood with your foot. Shelo yehei mitzvahs b'zuyes olov, in order that the mitzvah should not be degraded by you. If you're just doing it with your feet, as if you don't want to do the mitzvah normally and respectfully, that's not acceptable. So you see here that you're not allowed to be disrespectful and you know, when doing kisui hadam, even though there's no kedusha there. Why are you not allowed to do the kisui hadam with your foot? In order that mitzvahs should not be mevuza, degraded in your eyes. So too, when it comes to counting the money, you're right that the Hanukkah candles that intrinsically don't carry any kedusha. But if you just use them for yourself, it would be a bezoyin. It would be a degradation to the candles. Don't use it for any of your own private use, and then it will be clear that these candles have a a very higher message, a message of Kedusha. It's not Kaddish, but it has a holy message of the Neir Chanukah. And when you have some spare time, you can think how this Gemara works with the famous song that we sing on Chanukah, Haneiros Halalu Kodesh Heim. These candles of Chanukah are holy, Ein Lanu Rishus Leishtamish Behem. We're not allowed to use them. In this sugya, talking about using the candles, it clearly says that it's not Kodesh. There's a lot been written on this. It's food for thought. Continues the Gemara, Bo Minei Mirav Yeshua Ben Levi. They asked Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Mau leistapek minoy sukkah kol shiva. Are you allowed to partake in the decorations of the sukkah on Yontov kol shiva, or the 7 days of Yontov? Omar le, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Hare omru also leharotzis mois keneged ner Chanukah. You want to know whether you're allowed to use and have personal benefit from the decorations of a sukkah? Well, you're not allowed to use the menorah to count money. So you're also not allowed to use the decorations of the sukkah. Omer of Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, Morid Avram, he's an expression of wonderment. Hashem, in the name of Hashem, how could you bring proof on the halachas of sukkah from the halachas of Chanukah? Toli Tanya, but Deloi Tanya. Sukkah Tanya. Chanukah Loi Tanya. Whether you're allowed to use the decorations of the sukkah on sukkahs is an explicit brisa. Whether you're allowed to use the Chanukah candles to count your money is a memra of Rav Asi. So you're trying to bring proof from Rav Asi to halacha that's explicit in a brisa? That doesn't sound right. The Tanya we learnt in a brisa, Sichacho Kilchosa. If you put schach on your sukkah exactly the way you were supposed to, v'itra, and you beautified the sukkah, bikromim, with colored curtains, ubasadinim amatsuyorim, and embroidered linen, v'talo boi goizim, and you hang in the sukkah nuts, afarsikim, and peaches, shkedim, almonds, remoinim, pomegranates, uparchile anovim, and clusters of grapes, v'itrois shel shibolim, and the wreaths of the grains, yenois, wines, shmonim, oils, saltois, the different flowers, also listapik men, you're not allowed to have any benefit from them ad moitza yontav achrin shel chag, until the motza yontav achrin shel chag, which means even though minatayra sukkas is only 7 days, you're only allowed to have anor from them on motza shmini atzeres in chutz laretz. And we're not going into now why it's only yontav achrin, but you're not allowed to use them on sukkas. However, if you made the t'nai and the onset of sukkahs, the bein hashmoshes between erev sukkahs and sukkahs, if you made the t'nai explicitly that eini boidel mehen, I don't intend or want to separate myself from these decorations, the whole bein hashmoshes, then they never became muktza, and then you are allowed to use them. But assuming you did not make this t'nai, this condition, they become muktza at the onset of yontov, and therefore you're not allowed to use them the whole yontov. Hakay lefi atnai, it's all according to the condition that he made at the onset of yontov. So you see clearly there's a brisa that says that you're not allowed to use the decorations on sukkahs. So why are you trying to explain that the reason you're not allowed to use the decorations on sukkahs and quote the halachas of Chanukah? Ela Omer Rav Yosef says as follows. It's true that there's a posuk that says that you're not allowed to do bizui, or you're not allowed to degrade a mitzvah. We see that from Kisui Adam. And there's a brisa that says that you're not allowed to use the decorations of sukkahs on your own. Avuha in dekulhu dam, but the archetype, the example where we find there's a posuk that says not to be mevaza, not to degrade mitzvahs, is dam, is in Kisui Adam. And therefore, when you want to know are you allowed to use the Chanukah candles in order to count money, the answer is no. The source for that is Kisui Hadam, not Sukkah, because Sukkah is a brisa, not a posuk, but Kisui Hadam is learned from a posuk, and therefore from there we learn that with Chanukah you're also not allowed to use it for your own mundane use. And that's what Rav Yosef said before, that the reason you're not allowed to count the money is not because Kedusha yesh boy. Shmuel thought the Issa is because of Kedusha, and he asked the question, there's no Kedusha on it. Rav Yosef said it's not because of the Kedusha, it's because of Bizui Mitzvah, not to degrade the Mitzvah by using the Mitzvah for your own personal use. Continues the Gemara. Itmar, Rav Omar Ein Madlikin Mineir Leneir. On Chanukah, are you allowed to light one of the candles from one of the other candles? We know we're not allowed to use the candles for our own use. It's a bizoyin. Is it also a bizoyin to light one of the Chanukah candles from another one of the Chanukah candles? Rav says it's asa. Ushmuel Omar Madlikin. Ushmuel says you are allowed to. A similar argument. Rav Omar Ein Matirin Tzitzis Mibeged Lebeged. Rav says it's a bizoyin to undo the tzitzis from one garment and put it onto another garment. Ushmuel Omar Matirin. Mibeged lebeged. Shmuel says one is allowed to undo tzitzis from one garment and put it onto another garment. And the Gemara Menachos discusses the reasoning behind why it should be mutar or osa. Rav Omar ein alocha k'Rav Shimon begreira. There's alocha of Rav Shimon regarding dragging heavy chairs and tables and benches over some earth. There's halacha of Shmuel. Shmuel says that one is allowed to do it on Shabbos. And Rav says the halacha is not like Reb Shimon. Or Shmuel, oh, my halacha is Reb Shimon Begreira. Shmuel says the halacha is like Reb Shimon Begreira, and you're allowed to drag a heavy chair, bench, table over the earth. Omar Abaya. Abaya says, Kol mili demar, ovid karav. My master, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, he always followed Rav. Lebar mihanet lasta ovid kishmuel. Besides for the three halochas we just mentioned now, that he followed the rulings of Shmuel. Madlikin mineir leneir, he says you're allowed to light one Chanukah candle from another Chanukah candle. Umatirin mibeged lebeged, you're allowed to undo the tzitzis from one beged and put it onto another beged. Vahalocha k'Rav Shimon begreira, and he holds like Rav Shimon by greira, by dragging. Tanya, we saw in the Braisa, Reb Shimon Oimer, Goyrir Odom, Mito, Kisei, Vesafsal, a person is allowed to drag a bed, a chair, a bench, on over earth, Uvilvad, Shelo Yiskavein, Laso Yischaritz, providing that you're not doing it with the intentions of creating a ditch. You're not allowed to plow a ditch on Shabbos, but just to drag a chair, a bed, a bench, even though you know that it may well create a ditch, since that wasn't your intention, Reb Shimon says that Dovo She'einu Miskaven is Mutar. Shmuel paskened like Reb Shimon. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni followed Shmuel, even though Rav argued with this ruling. Continues the Gemara. Yosef Hahu Mirabonon. There was one of the Talmidim that was sitting, Kameder of Adabarava, was sitting in front of Rav Adabarava. Yosef Ukomar, and he explained as follows. Tama de Rav. The reason the Rav says you're not allowed to light one Chanukah candle from another Chanukah candle is Mishum Bizui Mitzvah. Because it's a bizoyin, you're using the Chanukah candle to help you light the candles. Omar Luhu, Rav Adabava said, Loi Tatsisule, don't listen to this Talmud. Tame de Rav, the reason that Rav says it's Osa is Mishum de Komakish Mitzvah. It looks like you're weakening the Chanukah candles. You have a candle that's a light, and it looks like you're taking some of the light away from it for another candle. And therefore, since it looks like you're weakening the mitzvah, you're not allowed to do it on Chanukah. May binayu. What's the difference between whether the reason Rav says it's osa is because of bizui mitzvah, or the reason is because it looks like you're weakening the mitzvah? Ike binayu, dekomadlik mishrago leshrago. So there's two ways of lighting one candle from another. Either you take a kisna, you take a little piece of wood, what we might call another candle, a match, and you take the fire from one candle with this match, and then you light the other candle. But the match itself that you're using is not a Chanukah candle at all. So the difference will be, is it osa only when you're using a match, where the match is not Kodesh, or even if you're not using the match, if you actually bring one of the Shabbos one of the Chanukah candles close to another candle and you light it that way, whether even there it's going to be osa. If you say the reason is because of bizui mitzvah, it's only a bizui mitzvah if the light, the fire that you're taking from the Chanukah candle is onto a match where the match is not kadosh. So according to that Talmud, who says that the reason is bizui mitzvah, it's a bizui mitzvah to light a match. The match is not going to be a Chanukah candle, but to light the Chanukah candle directly from another Chanukah candle, even Rav would agree, is mutter, according to that Talmud. However, if you say that the problem is that it looks like you're weakening the mitzvah, then it doesn't matter whether you use a match or you do it directly. The end of the day, it looks like you're weakening the first candle, and it will be osa even if you do it not via a match. And the Gemara is going to explain. Manda oma mishum bizui mitzvah, according to Ad Ba'ava, according to this Talmud who says that the reason is bizui mitzvah, mishraga l'shraga madlik. You're allowed to light directly from one Chanukah candle to another because you're not using a match which is not going to be kadosh, not going to be used as a Chanukah candle, and therefore it's not a bizayin. Man d'oma mishum chushei mitzvah, but the one, according to Ad Ba'ava, who says that the reason you're not allowed to light, that Rav says you're not allowed to light from one candle to the next, is because you're weak. It looks like you're weakening the candle. Mishraga lo shraga nami osa. It'll be osa, even if you're lighting one candle directly from another candle. Continues the Gemara. Mosiv Reb Avya. Reb Avya asked the following question. And before we say this question, it's important that we clarify. We know that Rav said it was Osa, Shmuel said it was Mutar. According to that Talmud, Ahumer Rabbonon, who says that the reason that Rav says it's Osa is because of Bizui Mitzvah, and we just explained now that it's only Bizui Mitzvah if you do it using a match, but if you do it directly, it's Mutar. So Shmuel, who says that it's Mutar, is obviously saying it's Mutar even if you use a match. He says it's not a Bizui Mitzvah. I'm igniting a match in order to light another Shabbos, another Chanukah candle. There's nothing which is bizoyin, nothing degrading about that. However, according to Rav Ada Ba'ava, who says that the reason that Rav says it's osa is because it looks like you're weakening the candle. And therefore, even if you're doing it directly from one Chanukah candle to the next, it's also osa. Then Shmuel, who says it's mutter, we don't want to make too much machlekas. We assume that Shmuel says it's mutter only if you're lighting directly from one candle to the next. Rav says that we're worried that it looks like you're weakening the mitzvah. Shmuel says, I'm not worried about weakening the mitzvah. And therefore, from one candle to the next, it's mutter. But Shmuel, however, there's no reason to believe that he doesn't agree that there will be some element of bizoyin for the mitzvah, of degrading the mitzvah, if you light one candle using a match and taking fire from another candle. So there, in the case of using a match, according to Rav Ada Ba'ava, Shmuel will agree with Rav that it's osa. The whole argument will be, when it's directly mishrago lo shrago, that Rav will say, even there it's osa, because it looks like you're weakening the mitzvah. Shmuel will say, I'm not worried about the fact that it looks like you're weakening the mitzvah. But using a match is a bizui mitzvah, and Shmuel will say, in that case, will agree that it's osa. Let's see the Gemara now. We're asking a question. Maisa sheni. If you have coins of kedushas maisa sheni are fruits. If these fruits cannot be taken to your Yerushalayim, you can redeem their kedusha onto coins. Now you have coins of maisa sheni. Ein shoklin kenegdoi din rezov. If you know exactly how much these coins weigh, and you now want to test and see how much some dinrim, some coins, some gold coins, how much they weigh, and if they weigh the same, then you're going to use those coins to be mechalel maisa sheni in order that they should become kodesh. And that's what it says, afilu lechalel olav maisa sheni achir, even though you may be using these dinrei zov to be mechalel for other kedusha of maisa sheni, other fruits, will you redeem their kedusha of maisa sheni onto these dinrim, assuming that they weigh the right weight, that they are solid and intact? You're not allowed to weigh these gold coins against the weights of coins that have on it kedushas maisa sheni. Says the Gemara, I omras b'shleima, if you assume that kipli gerav Shmuel, when a Rav and Shmuel arguing, min neir l'neir, only when you're doing it directly from one Chanukah candle to the next. Aval b'kinse, if you're using what we would call a match, Osar Shmuel, in that case Shmuel would agree that it's Osar, and that means if you follow the opinion of Rav Ada Ba'ava, as we explained, Haloi to have a Tuvta, then there's no problem, there's no question from this Mishnah of Maisa Sheini, to this Halacha of Maisa Sheini, to the Halachas of Ner Chanukah, that because these coins, they themselves are chulin coins, there's no kedush on them. You want to weigh them because you'll later use them for kedusha for Maisa Sheini. So if we say that using a match is osa, according to Rav and Shmuel, then we can understand it's like the Maisa Sheini, that's why it's osa. Because these coins, even though you're using it for a mitzvah, it's not the actual mitzvah, it's chulin at this point, and therefore we understand that it's osa. Eloi omras bekinsa namishori. According to this Talmud, who says that the reason Rav says it's osa is because it's a bizoyin. And it's only a bizoyin if you're using a match. But if you're using a mishrago l'shrago from one candle to the next, it's mutter, even according to Rav. Shmuel, who argues with Rav, says that it's mutter even to use a match. If so, how to have a tuvta? It's a question on Shmuel. Why? How can you, Shmuel, say that you're allowed to use a match to light one candle from the next? The match is not a mitzvah itself. Why should it be more mutter to use a match than it is to weigh these gold coins with the intentions of using those gold coins later for the mitzvah of redeeming the kedusha of the fruits? Omar Rabba. Rabbi says, I'll tell you why it's different. In the event that the gold coins do not weigh what they're supposed to weigh, you'll not end up using them for Maisa Sheini. It will then turn out that you weighed these coins using the weights of coins that are Kedusha of Maisa Sheini, and they are Chulin, and they're going to stay Chulin, because you're not going to end up using them. And that's worse than the case of the Chanukah candles, where you're using a match, and it's true the match is chulin, but you're using the match, and 100% you're going to use the match to light one of the candles. You're not taking a risk, maybe you're going to just light the match and not use the match to light another candle. And therefore, according to Shmuel, it's mutter. Continues the Gemara. Mosiv Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes is now going to ask a question on Rav. Rav says you're not allowed to light one candle to the next. We're going to ask a question. We know that by the Menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, it says in the Pasuk, Michutz laparoiches ha'edus yaroich. You have to arrange the candles, the Menorah, outside the paroiches ha'edus, outside the curtain separating the Heichal from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And what do you have to arrange there? The candles. There should be a menorah there. And the menorah is called Michutz laparoiches ha'edus. There's something to do with edus, with witnesses, with testimony that are associated to the menorah. And the Gemara is going to explain. Does Hashem need our light? We're lighting the menorah inside the ulam, inside the heichal. Hashem needs the light. The 40 years that Klal Yisrael were in the desert, they went with the light of Hashem. So Hashem needs the menorah. The menorah is not because Hashem needs the light. It's edus, it's witness to the whole world. That the Shekhinah is resting with Klal Yisrael. My edus, how is the menorah giving testimony to this effect? Omarav zuner marovi. The one of the candles called the Ner Maravi, the Western candle light, Shenoisin bo shemen kmidas chavrei seil. You put exactly the same amount of oil as all the other candles. Umimeno hoyo madlik ubo hoyo mesaim. And all the other candles, there was enough oil to last a whole night, a long winter night. So in the summer, it went a few hours into the day, but 12 hours, that was it, or a little bit more. It was not 24 hours, but this one candle called the Ner HaMaravi, it stayed on a full 24 hours, and the next day, Mimena Hoyo Madlik, Ubo Hoyo Mesayim, the last candle to be cleaned out was this one, because they used this candle to light all the other candles on the following evening, a whole 24 hours. And that nest, that miracle, was a sign from Hashem that the Shechinah is in Israel. So you see clearly, in the case of the menorah, given the kviya neiros, since the candles were fixed in their place, loy sagya de loy mishkel v'adluke. How could you light all the other candles from this candle? It must be that you used something else. You used a what we would call a match to take the fire from the neir maravi and kindle the rest. So kashya bein lemando oma mishum bizui mitzvah or bein lemando oma mishum michushi mitzvah, irrespective of whether you hold of Rav Ada Bahava or if you hold of that Talmud, either way, using a match is going to be asa. So how in the Beis HaMikdash could they do that? Says, answers the Gemara, Tirgumar of Papa Bepsilois Arukais. The truth is, you're not using a match. You're lighting directly from one candle to the next. How can you do that? The candles are fixed. The menorah was fixed. The answer is the wicks were very, very long. They would draw out the wick and reach the Neir HaMaravi. The light closest to the Neir HaMaravi, that wick would be stretched to the Neir HaMaravi and get lit, be positioned in its place, and then each candle would take the light from the one before it. And it was not done via a match. So asks the Gemara, Soif, Soif, Lamanda Omar Mishum Ikhushe Mitzvah, according to Rav Ada Ba'ava, we said that according to Rav, it's osa even to do it directly from one candle to the next. It looks like you are weakening the original candle. Answers the Gemara, Kasha, you're right. According to Rav Ada Ba'ava, we have a Kasha from the Menorah. Continues the Gemara. So just to summarize, and I hope I'm not going to confuse anyone. We started the sugya with a machlekas. Miner l'ner, to light one candle from the next, according to Rav, we said it was asa, according to Shmuel, we said it was muta. Between there and where we are now, there are three yesodos that we've discovered. Number one, the halacha is like Shmuel. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni paskin like Shmuel. Number two, the difference between Rav Ada Bar Ava and that Talmud is regarding Mishragor L'Shragor, according to Rav. That according to Rav Ada Bar Ava, lighting directly from one candle to the next is Osa, because according to Rav Ada Bar Ava, the reason that Rav says it's Osa is because it looks like you're weakening the candle. There's no difference between whether you're doing it with a match or not. But according to that Talmud, which argued with Rav Ada Ba'ava, he said the reason was bizayin for mitzvah, and therefore Rav said it was osa only with a match, but not mishraga l'shraga. Consequent to this difference between Rav Ada Ba'ava and this Talmud in Rav, we also know there's a difference in what Shmuel holds, because according to Rav Ada Ba'ava, that Rav says it's osa even Mishrago l'shrago from one candle directly to the next. Shmuel says it's muta, will only say it's muta from shrago l'shrago, but using a match, even Shmuel will say it's osa. However, according to Ahu Talmud, who says that Rav only said it was osa if you're using a match, then Shmuel, who says it's muta, must say that even using a match is muta. So if we're taking everything into account, number one, that the difference between Rav Ada Ba'ava and and that Talmud is regarding whether you're allowed to light directly from one candle to the next. That's one yesoid. Another yesoid is that locha is like Shmuel. The third yesoid is that locha is like Ahu Talmud, because we just asked a question on Rav Ada Ba'ava. Then it turns out that the halacha should be that it's muta to light from one candle to the next, even using a match. That's Shmuel, as we've explained. So that's really where we should be up to now. If everything goes according to plan, that's the halacha. However, the Gemara is now asking, "My hava alo? What's the end psak? What's the halacha regarding menorah lighting from one candle to the next?" And here Tosus asks a question: what do you mean, "My hava alo?" Tosus summarizes what we just summarized and said it's clear that the halacha should be that even using a match, you're allowed to light from one candle to the next with a menorah. So Tosus has a few explanations how to understand the next Gemara, which of these three facts can we debate? It could be that the halacha is like Rav, not like Shmuel. Not like Rabbi Bar Nachmeni said that the halacha is like Shmuel. Maybe the halacha is not like Rabbi, and we rule like Rav, not Shmuel. It could also be that we can argue on the Ikar Beinayu, and we can say that even according to Ahu Talmid, Ahu Mirabonon, who says that the reason that Rav says you're not allowed to light from one candle to the next is because of Bizui Mitzvah, that may not necessarily mean that lighting directly from one candle to the next is not a Bizui Mitzvah. Maybe it's a Bizui Mitzvah there as well. And if Rav says that it's Osa als Bizui Mitzvah, also using a match and also not using a match, then when Shmuel says it's mutter, he may say it's only mutter to do it directly, not with the match. So these are a few facts that may change the game. But either way, the Gemara is asking, my hava aloh, what are we left with now? What's the halacha? Says the Gemara, Omar of Huna Bereder of Yeshua. Chozina, we have to discuss another sugya, another question. And we know that with the menorah, there are two factors that come into account. Number one, you have to light the menorah. There's a mitzvah to be madlik. Number two, the menorah has to be positioned and placed in the right place so that the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim can see it. The question is, which one of these two is the main mitzvah? If the main mitzvah is placing the menorah, then it could be that lighting the menorah has some similarity to using a match between one candle and the next, because the lighting of the menorah is not the Ikar mitzvah. The Ikar mitzvah is placing it. So the Gemara is saying the follows: I hadlaka isa mitzvah. If the main mitzvah is the hadlaka, the actual lighting, then madlikin min neir l'neir, you're allowed to light from one candle to the next. It's not a busy mitzvah. However, if the main part of the mitzvah is placing it where it belongs, and the hadlaka is just sort of preparing for it, then ein madlikin min neir l'neir, you're not allowed to light one candle from another candle. Diboyeluhu, this was actually up for discussion. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. Is the main part of the mitzvah the lighting? Or hanocha is a mitzvah. Or is the main part of the mitzvah the placing of the menorah? And says the Gemara Toshema, Da'omar Rava, Rava ruled as follows, Hoya tofus neir chanukah va'imid. If a person was holding a menorah, he just stood there, or didn't, the oimid, it doesn't have to stand, he can sit, but he didn't place it. He lit it and held it. Lo'osu v'leiklum. He's not been yet to the mitzvah of neir chanukah, because you have to place it. Shma mino hanocha is a mitzvah. You see from there that the hanocha placing it is the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, no. Hosam haroya oimer l'tzorcha Yehuda nokitle. It could be that the reason that you have to place it is not because that's the main part of the mitzvah. It's just that people should realize that you've lit it for the sake of the mitzvah. If you're holding it, people will think that you lit it for your own sake, for your own use, and then it won't have the desired effect of being mefarsim, publicizing the ness. Toshema domarova. Hidlika bifnim, if you lit it inside, you have to, the menorah has to be outside. You lit it inside. V'hoitzio, and you took it out. After you've already lit it, and you do the hanocha. Lo also klum, you're not yoytze the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, I amrus bishleim hadlaka isa mitzvah. If you say that the main part of the mitzvah is lighting it, then I can understand. Hadlaka bimkoyme binon, you have to light it where it's supposed to be. Everybody agrees that it has to be positioned so that the public can see it. The question is, what's the main part of the mitzvah? Mishum hocha lo osa klum. And that's why, if you lit it inside, you're not yetzer. Because the hadlaka is a mitzvah. The main mitzvah is the hadlaka. And therefore, you have to do the hadlaka with the ability of being mefaras on the nes. Eloi amrus hanocha is a mitzvah. If you say that the main part of the mitzvah is putting it down, it's true that you have to light it, but the main part of the mitzvah is putting it down. Amai lo'asav lo'iklum. So you lit it inside, you bring the lit menorah to the right position, you put it where it belongs, as we saw in the Gemara previously, and you should be yetzer. Why are you not yetzer? So from here we see that hadlaka is a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, no. It could be hanocha is a mitzvah. and it could be, it should be okay to bring a lit menorah and put it where it's supposed to be. Why are you not allowed to do that? Because of, again, what people will think. People will think that it's true that he's positioning it there, but he didn't light it there. He lit it inside. People might think that this is a menorah that you've just lit for your own use, and it will not have the desired effect of Pirasum and Nisa. And Yemir Tzashem, in the next shiur, we're going to carry on the sugya from here.